from Chicago. I really hope these aren't our final thoughts.
All right, Vic, what's your key to the game?
My key to the game is not only win time of possession, it's dominate time of possession. Mike, I'm having a tough time figuring out, finding a way for the Packers to stop the Bears' offense. The Philadelphia did it.
Yeah.
By dominating the game offensively. I know Jay Cutler struggled against his team, but man, I mean, the Bears got, they've got that dual threat in Matt Forte, and they've got those two big receivers who were very successful against the Packers on November the 4th. And I think this is a game with Clay Matthews out that the Packers have to win on offense and not just score points. Play keep away. Keep the ball away from a Bears offense whose defense is last in the league against the run. Run the ball, dominate time of possession, keep the Bears offense on the bench.
Yeah, and not allow a 9-minute drive like they had at the end of the November 4th game. Yeah, I'm going to also stick with something about that Bears offense. My key to the game is to defend those two big wide receivers, Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall. I believe the numbers from the November 4th game were 12 catches, 167 yards, two touchdowns combined for those two guys. The Packers can't let that happen again, and I know Forte is a big weapon and you have to contain him as well, but Sam Shields and Tremont Williams are going to have their hands full with these big physical receivers. They can go up and get the ball. They throw the blocks on the screens, the running back screens, the wide receiver screens. These guys are a handful, and the Packers are going to have to handle them.
You know, to add to that, I don't think the Packers can stop both run and pass. It's almost pick your poison.
Yeah, we'll see.
Dr. Spofford, you have got a brief injury list.
Was there any injury news this week in Green Bay?
What's his name? He's coming back.
Yeah, that quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is back. I'm sure you all know that by now. But you mentioned it already. Clay Matthews is out for the Packers. He had to have surgery again on that thumb. Everybody else on the injury report for the Packers is probable. That includes Eddie Lacy, who didn't practice till Friday. Mike Neal and Nick Perry missed a lot of practice time with their injuries this week, and they will be starting at outside linebacker with Matthews out. They are probable. For the Bears, the only player questionable, wide receiver Earl Bennett, dealing with some kind of personal or family issue. It's not an injury-related situation. Lance Briggs is probable for the Bears. He came back last week from the broken shoulder, played his first game in a while against Philadelphia. He will play his second game now back from that injury on Sunday.
My player to watch, Mike, is Nick Perry, and here's why. He is the true linebacker of the Packers outside linebackers available for this game with Matthews gone. Mike Neal's not a true linebacker.
Yeah, he's the transition guy.
And Andy Malumba is still learning to play the position. Yeah. So Nick Perry is the guy on whom I'm placing a lot of burden in this game because he's got to take care of his side on his own. To allow Dom Capers to shade his other guys toward the other side, or I'm afraid that Matt Forte is going to beat a number on this team in the flats with screen passes and swing passes. So Nick Perry, in my mind, has to have a big game. He's got to have one of those games that he was headed for in Baltimore until he got hurt.
Yeah.
He needs to have one of those games to allow some shading, some emphasis to be moved over to Mike Neal's side of the field.
Yeah, and I'm going to avoid the obvious and say my player to watch is Aaron Rodgers, but I'm going to go in a similar vein and say my player to watch in this game is Jay Cutler. He's only won one game against the Packers since he came to the Bears as the quarterback. Now, he's in a different offensive system this year as opposed to years past. He seems more comfortable in this system. The Bears are definitely counting on him. But Jay Cutler's had to listen all week to his statistics against Green Bay, and they're not good.
And I'll add one thing to your thought, and that is that Jay Cutler might be playing for his job.
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility. As we know, everything on the line, Aaron Rodgers against Jay Cutler. This is what it's supposed to be, right, Vic?
Yeah, it's Chicago. It's the final week of the season. It's warm as we arrive here, but tomorrow the temperatures drop.
Yeah, absolutely. For that, we'll sign off for now on Final Thoughts, but stay with us on Packers.com during the game. Your quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog, Ask Vic Halftime, and stay with us after the game for all your post-game coverage as well. Thanks for watching, everybody.